Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the beef industry regularly interacts with media outlets across the country, providing reporters with the latest nutritional facts on beef, often in person, but recently via satellite. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Through Beef Checkoff Funding, the Beef It's What's for Tenor team recently hosted a satellite media tour. A satellite media tour is a series of television and radio interviews done via satellite on a particular topic.
And I understand recently one of those topics focusing on the value of animal protein.
For this event, a dietitian and food influencers were interviewed by 28 TV and radio stations across the country about the importance of animal protein, and especially beef, for building muscle and performing at a high level physically. The interviews, both live and taped, started airing immediately and continued for a few weeks. The reach of these interviews is expected to be more than 25 million people.
And learn more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being used at oklabeef.org. At the just-concluded Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention in downtown Oklahoma City, delegates working on policy positions for the General Farm Organization for the coming year, and Steve Thompson, Senior Director of Policy for Farm Bureau, tells us that one of the things that came up at the end of the policy-making session, a new state question proposed at the end of October that would radically change how we do redistricting every 10 years. It's state question 804. And Farm Bureau came out opposed.
Well, Ron, we had a couple of issues that I think really were the takeaway highlight things. The first one was really a new issue that emerged in the last couple of weeks that our board of directors identified and placed into the process, and it was on state question 804 that would create the Independent Redistricting Commission. And our members adopted a strong statement of opposition to that, felt like it was really disturbingly flawed in the way that it was made up, the lack of accountability that that commission might have, and truly how devastating it could be for rural Oklahoma at the legislature. So we're going to be working hard on that, and that's something that most folks may not know very much about, and we're going to try to encourage folks to educate themselves about, because they might be seeing an initiative petition circulated around their community soon, and we think that that's really dangerous. And so that was the new talking point that we worked through with the members this weekend, and really proud of the way that they handled that.
Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Duty-free market access may soon be available for U.S. hard red winter and soft red winter wheat going into Brazil. The Brazilian government announcing they intend to implement a tariff rate quota allowing up to 750,000 metric tons of wheat to be imported duty-free from countries outside of the Mercosur trade agreement. Brazil first agreed to this TRQ 24 years ago when it joined the World Trade Organization. It's been negotiated all these years, and finally, the Brazilian government moving forward developed a final process and date for implementing this TRQ. Very important for the U.S. wheat industry and for the Southern Plains wheat producers that gives us an opportunity to sell into the fourth largest wheat importing market in the entire world. A report from Rabobank saying that China's pig herd, once the largest in the world, will take more than 5 years to recover from the African swine fever outbreak. The world's largest pork market won't stabilize until 2025, and meat imports won't make up the shortfall. More than half of the Chinese hog herd now gone since that first case of African swine fever was discovered back in August of a year ago. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.